salvation is about God's love for us. It's not a quid pro quo agreement, but rather God so loving the world that there was nothing you could not sacrifice to have us know His love and live in that love. Today's parable goes against everything we are taught about what is fair and right. Paying people the same amount for 1 or 2 hours' labor as you would pay a worker who labored 8 hours or longer doesn't seem fair. So why does Jesus compare the kingdom of heaven to this story? That's because the kingdom of God isn't about what is fair. Yes, you heard me right. Perhaps the kingdom of God simply isn't about giving us what we deserve. But more importantly, about what God desires. As people of this nation, we are founded on a belief that all people are created equal, and that society should be based on first providing for certain unalienable rights. In fact, our Declaration of Independence pronounced these to be self-evident. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These are believed to be granted simply because I'm a human being. They are rights we are given not because we earn them or we deserve them or we work for them. Yet somewhere along the way, it always seems that society gravitates back to merit-based systems. Systems that have nothing to do with our inalienable rights, but are totally based on providing us what we deserve. The one who works the hardest deserves the most. If I work all day in the field, I deserve more than someone who comes along and works only 1 or 2 hours. At first glance, this seems only fair to those who work hard. And this might work in a world where everyone has equal opportunities and abilities. But our merit-based systems are easily corrupted in a world where there is evil. We establish systems of government to provide social order and rule. But soon these systems, whether based on capitalism, socialism, or communism, to name the most common ones today, become corrupt and imperfect. Rather than creating a societal utopia because of greed and power, many instead lead to disproportionate poverty, privileged class systems, systemic racism, and xenophobia. It's a world where too often the unalienable rights we speak of want for happiness, liberty, and quality of life because of the inherent evils that permeate our world. These evils come about when powers seek to dominate, economic systems seek to exploit, and our fears of those different from us seek to alienate or control. And so we live in a competitive world rather than a truly just world, where to survive is not taken for granted and to prosper is hard work or inherited privilege. Many fear those whom they see as threats to their security and ambitions. These fears lead to such things as a society where a dominant group presumes entitlements which deny equality among all people, where all people do not share a common opportunity to work the same amount of hours or earn the same amount of pay. Unlike the kingdoms of our world, Jesus presents us with an image of the kingdom of heaven, which is neither merit-based, nor is it socialism, communism, or capitalism as we know them. Rather, Jesus calls us to understand that all salvation is a gift from God. It is neither merited nor earned. Neither is it a means of entitlement. It is simply a gift for anyone and everyone who seek to enter the field and labor for God. And that is the key to this prayer. Laboring for God. For if my labor, my good behavior, my prayer life and sacrifices are strictly based on what I will gain from it, then many of us will likely feel jealous and resentful that those who possibly have not labored as long or sacrificed as much will be equally rewarded. But if my labor, my good behavior, my prayer life, and sacrifices are entered into out of the love